It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Joining us this morning to talk about the event is Michaela Duffy Bass, also the advisor for the Alpha Phi Omega, Neil Unger. Welcome. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having
us.
Well, let's start with you, Michaela, and your involvement. Number one, how did you get involved with Alpha Phi Omega and being in the service organization?
I got involved last year when I came to Knox College. I heard a lot about the service fraternity on campus, and they had a lot of really great opportunities that I wanted to start to become a part of.
Are you naturally a runner? Is that something you've been doing all your life, or are you just picking up on this?
I am naturally a runner. I've actually been doing like track and cross country since sixth grade, and yeah.
Oh, excellent.
So you've developed a love for it. Even some people consider it a lot of work, but for those that get into it, it's kind of a relaxing thing for you.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I really enjoy doing it.
Now let's talk about the event itself. How many years has this been going on, Neil? I might have to ask you that one.
Well, the Runathon's been an event that's APO has sponsored ever since its chartering in 1986, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the Knox campus, and pretty much every year they've had this event, and it's really their big service event, big fundraiser for the year.
And Neil, they pick out a different charity every year. Is that the way it works?
Yes, they've used a variety of charities from national charities, but more recently they've concentrated on local. Last year it was the Knox Humane Society. They've also raised money for Safe Harbor, Heartland Literacy Coalition, and many, many others.
Yeah, I think you'd mentioned CASA and some others when we'd spoken last week. Well, Michaela, back to you as far as the event itself. Now, this is something that obviously you would really like the community to get involved in, because the more people that get involved, the more money you can raise as well.
Yeah. I think what we're really trying to push and what we've been trying to work on in recent years is getting more community involvement. And this year, we've really opened it up and made it more user-friendly. We have a website now to try to help like reach out to the community and get people really involved.
And Michaela, when people hear runathon, they might think, oh, that sounds exhausting. It probably just tailors to whatever your level of running is, I would guess.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if people want to just come and walk, they're more than welcome to. And it is a 24-hour long event, but teams do not have to be on the track for the full 24 hours. This year, we're trying to come up with different prizes and incentives to keep people on the track the full time. But if people do want to just come walk a couple laps, maybe Friday afternoon, and then go home and come back on Saturday and do a couple more.
Now, in your position with the service fraternity, did you have to be out there all 24 hours?
I'm going to be out there all 24
hours. Oh, my goodness.
Now,
and how much do you plan on running, or is it just you're going to go till you're exhausted?
Yep. I'm just going to keep going. I'll probably end up walking a lot through the middle of the night. Yeah. But
well, now the runathon is not the only thing going on. There are some other events and other things to raise some money. One, a carnival for kids. So if somebody's got kids, perfect Friday or Saturday afternoon thing for them to do.
Yeah, it's going to be on Saturday from noon to 3 o'clock. It'll kind of be the conclusion of our fundraiser, and we have a lot of groups on campus that are really coming together to bring this. So so far we have 10 booths, but we're probably going to have closer to 20, 25, and it's just a lot of groups on campus. So we have different like dance teams that are going to do workshops for the kids, like, and just different. We have, I think, the chemistry club that's going to come do some different exhibitions and things like that. So
is it from a structural standpoint similar to Relay for Life? Because we've seen they set up tents and things, people, you know, camp out overnight and kind of take turns running on a team. Is it similar to that?
Yeah, I think in some ways it's similar to that, but it's not, again, it's not like you don't have to be out there for the full 24 hours. We try to make it a little more lenient, because I know that a lot of times that can be hard for some people. And this year, actually, the tents make a little more sense, because we're having a camping-themed runathon. So I think we are actually going to set up some tents and try to get people to be out there the whole time.
Talking with Michaela Duffy Webb and Neil Unger from Knox College, Alpha Phi Omega Service Fraternity, the runathon coming up. It'll start at 3 p.m. on May 2nd, go to 3 p.m. on May 3rd. And I'm guessing this is something that really takes a lot of organization. Are you involved in that part of it, Michaela?
Yes, that's what I've been working a lot on these past few months.
Are there any specific goals as far as funds to be raised, or does it really vary a lot from year to year?
It varies a lot, and last year we raised, I think, just about $2,000 for the Humane Society, so I hope to exceed that this year.
Now, if somebody from the community would like to get involved, they would like to participate in the run-a-thon or just bring their kids, how would they go about doing that if they want to help raise some money?
Yeah, we actually have a registration online. We have a website. It's bit.ly/run-a-thon, and the registration is online, and you can order T-shirts. And there's more information to contact us on the website if they want to donate as well.
All right. And again, the carnival will be taking place on Saturday. You know, it's got to be pretty satisfying that you're able to get some other students and other organizations on campus involved as well.
Yes, it's been really great to see other people work with us because it's really hard just for Alpha Psi Omega to do it alone. And we have other
groups on campus. The
Galesburg
School Board approves.
Put together various activities, like the carnival is sponsored by Mortar Board, a different group on campus, and Union Board is helping us put together a movie on Friday night.
And we'll also reach out to local businesses to maybe contribute some service or some items that can either be given as prizes or auctioned off, or even to help support with providing food. And some of the students may be contacting some of the local businesses here in the next couple of weeks to do that. Additionally, on Thursday, they're having a kickoff at McGillicuddy's, where Knox students will be there, and McGillicuddy's is going to contribute a portion of their profits that night to the Blessings in a Backpack.
Mm-hmm. Neil, let's talk a little bit about your involvement, your years at Knox College. Is this an event that you've seen steadily grow since they've been doing it, or is it just you're hoping for it to really keep growing?
It varies from year to year. I've been involved with APO for 25 years as an advisor, and I've seen you can name it. I think I've seen it. But the involvement and the dedication by the students in APO and many others on Knox campus are really what makes it go, and it just amazes me at the dedication that these students have toward contributing, especially locally, to many organizations. And I know it's greatly appreciated by those organizations, but they don't necessarily have the opportunity to get their name out there very much. So we really appreciate the opportunity to be here and let more of the community know what's going on here, right here in our own hometown.
Neil, I've been looking at this for 10 minutes, and I've got to ask now, you have a rubber chicken with you. What is that all about?
He explained it to me off the air, but he needs to say this on the air.
The rubber chicken dates back many, many years, and it is chosen by vote by the chapter for the person who has done something that is just inadvertently and unintentionally funny or just unbelievably stupid. And at the we attended 20 APO members, and I attended a conference in August at Augustana this last weekend, and apparently they thought that my joke telling was worthy of receiving the chicken. So it's kind of a an honor, so to speak.
But, I heard the question mark after that.
It's definitely a there's a lot of affection involved with it, and I take it with that attitude. But I have to keep it on me all the time. And if I am caught by one of the chapter members without our beloved chicken, then I get to dazzle them with my rendition of the chicken dance at the next chapter meeting.
That's neat, and that's something that probably anywhere you go is a conversation starter. So you're having to tell that story a lot, I'm guessing.
Oh yes, but it's an opportunity to tell people a little bit about APO too. So that's a good thing.
All right. Well, the run-a-thon again is coming up on May, starts May 2nd at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, goes to May 3rd, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and just really all kind of the events going on around it, and everything going to a great cause, blessings in a backpack if you're looking for something for the kids. Yeah, what age kids are we talking about as far as the activity is going to be that'll be available, like grade school age? Or?
Yeah, it's more geared toward elementary school mm-hmm. students.
All right. Michaela, what year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore at Knox.
What are you majoring in? Do you know yet?
Elementary education.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, very good. So get a chance to work with the kids on that Saturday then, too.
Yeah.
All right.
And this is going to be on the Knox track?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we ought to mention where
yeah, it is. Yeah, I guess. I'm sitting here just assuming, but
And in case of inclement weather, we're going to be able to hold it inside the Knox Fieldhouse.
I'm going to tell you right now, Neil, the weather is going to be great as I knock on the wood here.
And
we're not going to get snow. How about that?
Yeah. And you know that I myself will probably be on the track. I won't be doing much running, but I will spend a little time on the track.
All right. Anything else, Michaela, that you'd like to add about the event coming up?
I just wanted to mention a little more about the fundraiser that we were doing the night before. We're going to be having a silent auction at McGillicuddy's, and we're not quite sure what time yet. I believe it's going to be starting at 7 p.m., but that might change, and we'll update that on the website as that changes. But we're going to be having a silent auction and auctioning off some potential like student artwork that's being donated from the college, and 10% of the proceeds from the bar are going to be donated directly to Blessings in a Backpack. And
so that'll be Thursday, May 1st, then?
Yes.
All right. Well,
And I was going to say, Michaela, I've heard more and more about college students being much more focused on doing something that betters the community or betters the world now than maybe in years past. A lot of times college was go get whatever you could for 4 years and, you know, don't have much responsibility. Do you find that a lot on the campus now, people looking for opportunities to help and serve?
Definitely. And I think that's why Alpha Phi Omega, our service fraternity, has just become so large. It's rapidly expanding at Knox, and I think people are really just looking for ways to help out, and especially when you can start locally just right around where we're at and where we're going to college, like it can just be such a great thing to get involved in and actually see the way that your service can affect other people.
All right.
Great.
Michaela, thank you very much for your time and what you're doing with APO. Neil as well, thank you, and looking forward to the event coming up May 2nd and May 3rd.
Thank you very much for having us.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.